אתה עשה מהתהליך התהליך מקשתך ועשה לי מטעמים כאשר אהבתי. יצחק אבינו, יצחק הקדטה says, bring me a good meal. בעבור תברכך נפשי בטרם, so my soul will give you a bracha. So there are a lot of kashas. But one, the kasha that Rabban focuses on, is that if it's tevecha nafshi, so then if the wrong guy is there, what's the bracha? Haya bedaita levarach also sheyizku bebirkas Avram linchol es haoretz v'liyoisu bal abriz lekim ki hu abachor. The bracha he was going to give over here is the Birchas Avram. Right now, the Ramban over here is torpedoing another possibility which later Mefarshim say. I think Ibn Ezra might say it himself, I'm not sure. But later. There are those who have responded to the Kasha of how could Yitzchak decide to give Yaakov Avinu the bracha, ace of the bracha. There are those who responded to the question of how was the value of a bracha that Yaakov got through disingenuous means by saying, as you look carefully at the parsha later on, when Yaakov Avinu leaves home because he's Rivkus tells him that he has a price on his head, he better run away. So then Rivka says to Yitzchak, please give Yaakov a bracha as he leaves. So then Yitzchak brings Yaakov in, vayivarech also, and he gives him a bracha, and he tells him that he shouldn't marry a local girl. He tells him, go to Besuel, and there you'll get married. And then he says, V'kel shaday yivarach oscha, because Baruch should give you a bracha, and you should have many, many children, Misa kal amin, and he should give you the Birkas Avram, to give you Eretz Yisrael. So there is an approach that tries to miyash of all the kashas, and says, there were two brachas. There was a Birkas Avram, there was the Afos, was giving over Kal Yisrael. That was, anyways, Yitzchak never intended to give that to Yisrael. He see from the end, Birkas Avram was for Yaakov Avinu. There was a physical bracha he had in mind to give to Yitzchak, to Yisrael. And that's what Yaakov got. But the Birkas Avram. So that's answers many kashas. How could Yisrael was a big mistake? How could Yitzchak Avinu, how could Yaakov get a bracha and a the real bracha of Klal Yisrael is always going to be Yaakov Avinu. Material bracha, that's what Yaakov got. Maybe didn't get it. So that's a mahalach. So the Ramban wrong. Don't even go that road. Haya b'day te levarach oso sheyizkeh birkas Avram. This was the real deal. All the kashas go back. The genie's back out of the bottle, right? Ramban says, don't make this ha'ora. It's attractive, it looks good, a nice diak at the end. Only time you use the Birkas Avram, you can build a beautiful case. No, don't even bother. Linchal ha'oret, v'liyoyzu bal bris l'ikim ki hu ha'vachor. He had in mind to give the word to Recha Nafshi. If he says a Birkas ha'nefesh, that means it's a bracha that comes from my essence. That's the Birkas HaNefesh means I want to give you the bracha. The bracha is Birkas Avram, is Eretz Yisrael. Liyos Baal Ebris Elikim. So now all the kashas pop back up. Alright? Hayitach. V'nirish lehi gid lehi rivka meyoylam anavu asher omer l'Hashem al-omer Hashem lov merav yavid soyer. The big parsha, in the beginning of the parsha is that Rivka has twins, goes to the Vatelech Lidresha as Hashem. She goes to get to find out what's going on. She gets a Nevuah, Verav Yahweh Tzor. So Rivka had a Nevuah that said the younger one gets the bracha. Yaakov is the heir. So what's Yisrael doing over here? Hey, there's a nevuah. So it must be that Rivka never told Yitzchak about the nevuah. Shall he give the lady Rivka the olam? Hanevuah asher omer Hashem lo v'rabbi Yevitzer. And because if there was a nevuah, eich hoya Yitzchak over his pi Hashem v'hiloy sitzlach. How could Yitzchak just go against the nevuah? First of all, how could he go against the nevuah? And second of all, even if he would say, nope, but I didn't hear it from Shem. I got to do what I got to do. I have a bechor. He lay sitzlach. It's not going to be successful. It's not going to work. So number one, it goes against the Ritzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, even if you're going to say, I was moisa nefesh once, I'll be moisa nefesh again. I have to do what's right. I was not mitzuvah. Lay sitzlach. It's not going to be chaz. It's not going to work. It's not going to be beneficial. It's not going to happen. V'nei, now the Ramban, and this is a typical, this vintage Ramban, tries to create the narrative, or describe the narrative, not create it. V'nei, betchila le'yigid le'derech musar tzniyos ki te'lech l'dreshus Hashem sh'aluchol b'loy v'shus Yitzchak. So, first, why didn't she ever tell Yitzchak? Well, she was on sketchy ground. Why? She's having trouble. Why is she going to Shem? Why doesn't she tell her husband, let's work this out, figure this out? She didn't discuss it with Yitzchak. Oisha Omra, Ein Anochi Tzvicho La'agid Nevuah L'Navi, Ki Hu Godol Min Amagile. Or she was thinking, I tell Nevuah to Yitzchak, what's going on with it? Yitzchak, is 40 years my senior, and he was the Eved Hashem before I even came in the scene, and he's Moshe Nefesh, he's a Kedeta, so he's a in Lecha, there's no greater tzaddik than Yitzchak. I go to Hashem, I get a nevuah. Yitzchak knows what's going on. He knows all these things. I'm going to tell him, by the way, I went to my fifth grade Rebbe told me. Right? He told me Pshat and Apostle, I'm going to tell Yitzchak. I mean, if I got a nevuah, he knows it also. V'yatol le'yrotzo le'ymar lo, ka'chugili me'es Hashem terim le'eti, ki omra. Now the question is, okay, Rivka, so all these years you didn't tell your husband that you had a nevuah, fine. But now, when you're listening in to what's going on, so now it's very clear that he doesn't have the nevuah. Right? He's about to give the bracha to Esav. So the Ramban says, so Rivka, now's the time to tell Yitzchak he had a nevuah. Why does Rivka have to prepare all these delicacies and send Yaakov in and dress him up with the hair and so on? He goes in and says, we got to talk. I never told you any nevuah that I had because I thought I knew the nevuah. I had a nevuah. Remember Avi Avit Sayer? So why did you do that? Ba'avosai osolu yivarech Yaakov v'niach hakol v'idei shemayim. Because when Yitzchak hears that Kadosh Baruch Hu had a different plan here, Yitzchak loved Esau, it's Pasuk Chumash, right? He loved Esau. So then, the Rivka was afraid that if she'll tell Yitzchak, I gotta tell you something. Things are different over here. Different than the way you thought they're going to be. You thought Esau was the good guy, and now I have to tell you, having to move otherwise. So what's going to happen? Yisrael's going to say, you know what? I'm very confused. I don't know what to do over here. I'm going to let Kadosh Baruch Hu take care of things. Why would you do that? Because if you go back to last week's parsha, why didn't Avram give the bracha himself to Yitzchak? He was confused. Esav, Yisrael, Yitzchak.
Dover acher. Afal pisha moser HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bracha is ever. Rashi last week's parshan is Yer Levarches Yitzchak Mnation Tzofa Esav Yotze Mimenu. Omer Yovai Bala Brachos V'Yavarches Asher Yita V'Einav. Avram had a suffix. He doesn't know what to do. It's clear to him that he should give the bracha to Yitzchak, but from Yitzchak is going to be an Esav. I don't know what to do. Yovai Bala Brachos V'Yavarches Asher Yita V'Einav. Why should I get involved? Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to bump this up. I don't know what to do with it right now. I'm going to give a bracha, and then it's going to be an Esav. Yovai Bala Brachos. So the Ramban says, Ki ba'avosei oisei li'yavarach Yaakov v'nechal v'nei shemayim. Because Rivka is going to go in and say, we have to shmooze. And now she's going to change his whole life and say, ever since I was a kid, you loved Yitzchak, you loved Esav. And Esav was with him, and you were preparing Esav, and you're about to give him the Birkas Avraham. And I have to tell you, you live life in a different way. Shaloi Kiruach. I thought you knew the Nebuah. We never talked about it because I had to do the Nebuah. I'm going to tell you about the Nebuah. So what's Yitzchak going to say? All right, change life in a dime. Yovai Bala Brachas. My father didn't give me a bracha. Because he didn't know what to do. I'm not going to give brachas either. Yovei bala bracha. Because Baruch will take care of once again. V'hi yoda ki b'siba zeh yizvaruch Yaakov mipiv b'liv v'shon v'nefesh chafetz. So therefore, Rivka got nervous. So Rivka couldn't open up. She had made a mistake earlier in life. She didn't tell him. Now, if she tells him, who knows what's going to be. No, so what would be so terrible if Kadosh Baruch Hu give them not a bad cheshbon? Why is she trying to not rethink what she thinks her husband is going to do? All these years she said Yitzchak was such a guy, tzaddik yisrael olam, he had the nevuah. No, so let's just let him make an informed decision. V'yado ki b'siba zeh yisvarach Yaakov. Yaakov will be blessed mipiv b'lev sholim v'nefesh chafetza. A strange cheshbon. She says, I could get a bracha from Yitzchak. I should give that up. I get a bracha, Yitzchak, b'lev sholem, nefesh chafetza. That's very strange. She's getting a bracha, a nefesh chafetza. He thinks he's giving a bracha to Esau. Right? Oh, heim sibois me'es Hashem. Kedesh is Baruch Yaakov, v'gam Esav v'birchas acheruv, v'loy levadoi nisknu alavus. Or the Ramban saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu is working something out of here. Loy lev only Kadosh Baruch Hu figured this out. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Yaakov should get one bracha, and that Esav should get a different bracha. V'loy levadoi either. It's this shot which is very hard to finish up. Everything makes sense until the very bit where Rivka says, it'll be a bracha b'nefesh chafetza. In other words, it'll be a fantastic bracha. We don't understand it exactly. It'll come through Yitzchak, bimi nevuah. It'll have all of the kavonis of Yitzchak. Ah, it's the wrong guy? It's okay. So we don't get that exactly. How could it be a bracha b'nefesh chafetza b'lev sholem? So Ramban says, if you're going to say you don't get it, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the bracha to come in this way. Kadesh is Baruch Yaakov. V'gam Esav v'Birchas Achen. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it this way. V'loy levadoi, and why he worked it out to be in this way. Loy levadoi nisknu aliyus. This is a lot in this Ramban. The most important part of the Ramban is that Rivka had a idea what the Ritzayin Hashem was. That's the Yisayin and Ramban we can discuss another time. It comes up several places. The Chiddush. Almost similar to Arsugya. The Ritzayin without the Tzibay. But then, so just finish off with a fantastic word from the Baruch of Rav, which gives us an insight to this. The Baruch of Rav said that maybe the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the bracha to come out this way is because maybe there'll be times when Yaakov Avinu will be dressed up like Yitzchak, like Esav. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know, Afal Pi Kein, we're going to still maintain the bracha of Yaakov Avinu. Fantastic work. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a nevuah l'doros. And there could be times when we don't look so much like Yaakov Avinu. We look more like the Ummah Yisrael around us. Because Baruch Hu said, I want you to know the bracha is chal. So Kadosh Baruch Hu brought about a strange situation. So that we'd always be aware that no matter our outer trappings, we're still zeichah of the brachas of Rome. Okay, it's an insight. Good. So we'll have mincha here. Okay. The Borkover Rav. Borkover. It's one of Simon's ancestors' buddies.
Yeah. It was like a Tama cover of the Kutzker.
Okay.
Yitzchak
Borkover. Yeah.
It goes on with the word of a Kol Yaakov.